Sarita.
This is Simone.
This is Courtney.
It's the holidays, so to give you a little something special.
Yes, yes. We are playing Back Down Melody Lane, mm-hmm. but this is not the way we've done it before. We are talking about our favorite Christmas jams for different occasions, representing different moods and flavors and moments. Yes. In the holiday season, we're super excited because y'all. Well, we're always super excited about everything. That's all.
She is super excited about everything.
But I am really super excited about this.
Exactly, because we love the holidays, especially Christmas. So we wanted to give you guys something really special. So all of these songs will be on our Christmas playlist this year. We always do one, but we remixed it this year with some of our favorites. So check that out. Follow us on Spotify at clean_ears_podcast.
Do it. All right, so we're about to get into this thing. What is your Christmas kickoff song?
It is not Christmas until I have played This Christmas by Donny Hathaway. The minute you just hear it is Christmas.
I completely agree that it's also my Christmas kickoff song because yes. I'll hear other songs on the radio and I'll be like, it's not official. Where Donny at?
Where is Donny?
Where is he? And then that's when it lets me know it is time. Yes. What about you, CP?
Well, for me, I don't have the same thing. So after Thanksgiving is over, for me...
ask me when I play This Christmas. Ask me.
I feel it's officially Christmas when I hear Have Yourself a Merry Little Christmas.
So traditional. No,
it's just nostalgic. And now I know Sam Smith did a rendition of it, and that's really good. Yes, yeah. It is so
good. No, Sam Smith is coming for your feelings this
it
Christmas.
It is good. Like, it's
I would
really
like
good.
That to happen.
So,
come for my feelings, Sam, please.
You can have them.
Yeah, that's my song. I like it, so...
Oh, that's great. That's a really good one. Okay. So, what is the Christmas album you listen to every year?
Oh, my goodness. I would have to say it's like a Motown compilation situation.
Oh, I know that one. Yeah.
Yes, the one with the purple cover with the stuff on it. It's got everybody. It's got Stevie. It's got the Jackson 5. Mm-hmm. It's got the Temptations. Yeah. All of that. Yeah. Let me tell you something. I'm running through that whole album repeatedly. It's on everything I listen to. Every Christmas playlist that I curate throughout the holidays. Mm-hmm. Gotta listen to that one. How about you guys?
Go.
For me, it's an old...
She's so traditional, guys.
I'm very traditional. Like, I always spend, like, Christmas with my grandparents, and my grandfather is always playing the Temptations Christmas Card album.
Aww.
So that's the album I listen to every year because it makes me think about the tradition that we have as a family, and my grandfather has the music playing the Temptations, Silent Night, Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer. Oh,
so adult.
Yeah, I love that album. That's the one I have to listen to.
That's sweet. Courtney, your family is like a black Christmas movie with no fights.
It is! It's so...
No fights.
They're the first half hour.
Before the drama.
Before the drama. Just everybody coming in and being like, oh, Granny, Grandma.
Oh, my gosh.
So mine, as a 90s kid, we didn't have all of this tradition in my house. We just did whatever we wanted. So my... We rebel, y'all. We just power to the people. Mine is Christina Aguilera's This Kind of Christmas.
Girl, that's new.
Or My Kind of Christmas. It's so good, though. Like, literally, we just listen to, like, random stuff. But for me, I always listen to her whole album because somehow, some way, this chick came through and slayed every single one of those songs.
Yes.
They're so good. She got choirs. She's got new songs. She's got old songs. It's such a great album. I love it. I listen to it every year.
It is. I remember when it came out, they had a little special on TV. Oh, yes.
Love it.
I'm going to put that in the rotation.
Put it in the rotation.
All right. The next category that we have is your party starter Christmas jam.
Uh-oh.
Courtney tried to come for my song.
Uh-oh.
But I came through with a different song. Sneak. So, I grew up in Atlanta, Georgia.
Nope.
And so, there's a little thing that we have called bass music. If you're from Georgia and Florida, you know about this bass music. And there's a little song by 69 Boys.
Oh,
And 69 boys are people who did like Whoop, There It Is and Tootsie Roll. For some of y'all youngins who no. think these songs exist. And there's a song and the hook goes like this. Hey, player, what you gonna get? Huh? Say no. what you gonna get that for? Get it, get it.
And so,
no, don't talk about my song. You already stole my first song. But that right there, y'all don't understand. It is a booty shaking bass song for Christmas. It's counting down the 12 days of Christmas, and they are all just, it's lovely.
Wow. Okay.
Yes.
I can't wait to hear that on the playlist because I've never heard that before in my life.
It will absolutely be there.
Okay.
You never heard it?
I am from California.
Oh my gosh. It is about to, it's the most Decatur song I've ever heard.
I've heard some very Decatur songs.
No, bro. Oh my gosh, we'll play it on the way.
Y'all, I would play it right now so bad, but I'm not gonna do it. Who's next?
Well, shouldn't she stole your song?
Yeah. Tell them what you stole.
I didn't know that the song was, you know, up to be stolen. So I chose TLC Sleigh Bells because that's my jam.
Giddy up, giddy up,
giddy up.
And away we go.
And I went to Wonderland. Like, that's. Like, I hear this song, and it's time to have a Christmas party. So. Yeah, that's mine. Left. Oh, I used to love TLC. So. All right.
Yeah. Another A-Town classic.
Yeah.
I'm from the church.
Aww.
I didn't have none of them.
Your party song is a church song?
It is.
It is.
I didn't have any of those. From hell. I had none of those experiences. My family was in the church circles the entire time until I was like in high school when I started to branch out. And even then, Christmas was at home in the churchiness. So my song is Jesus is the Reason for the Season by Kirk Franklin and the Family. I mean, it go off, but it's definitely a church song.
It does.
It's adorable how different we are.
Like, that was cute. I don't know that life. I was so saved when I was so young.
No, my family was super churchy, but you know, we snuck and listened to the radio.
My family went to church.
She's like, they knew where the church was.
They had the address. the next one we have is your go-to Christmas karaoke song. I have a particular song.
Yeah.
My family would beg to defer because last year when we tried to do Christmas karaoke, the children opted to do Bad and Bougie.
Oh.
So, but we had such a great time with it, y'all, that it's now a classic and it's in their rotation.
Oh my God.
Well, you know what?
But that is not my song. My song is All I Want for Christmas Is You. Because, you know, in my past life, I was a singer. And so I just enjoy doing all of the runs and the riffs and the highs and the lows. And sometimes it's not amazing. Sometimes it's like, you by yourself, girl. And so I just love doing it. It's a fun song to sing. And I like it. Also like the bass remix. Instrumental isn't out there, though. What's up with that, Internet?
You have everything.
Everything but that. What's your go-to karaoke song?
My go-to karaoke song is Ashanti, Hey Santa. No. Very.
No. Okay. Paying her out the shot.
Very. Also, very Atlanta. But I like that song.
Okay.
And, you know, the whole part, shiny new baby blue convertible. Like, I really wanted that car. Like, a Volkswagen Beetle. My dad said no. But I used to sing that song every Christmas time. I play it. I sing it. I perform it. So.
Oh, perform, darling.
Oh, yes. I performed
perform.
It. In front of my granddad always makes a fire. And there's always TV going, but I pause that and I turn the music up and I play Hey Santa by Ashanti.
Okay. Well, since I'll be with Courtney's family at some point during the Christmas season, I'll be looking for this and I'll be low-key snapping. So
my dad will tell me to sit down, but I do it anyway. So
you know what? Your parents love you so much.
Much. Look at them giving her a space to be herself. Yeah. My parents be like, hey, sit down. What about you, Saritha?
My go-to karaoke song for the Christmas season is Winter Wonderland / Don't Worry About a Thing from Pentatonix featuring Tori Kelly.
Ooh,
sounds good. Y'all have never heard that song?
No, I have not. But you know what? I actually had to just put my family onto Pentatonix. They knew nothing.
What? I'm sorry, what?
Girl. I was blown away. I was like, let me show you the world.
Please come through. But it's a great mashup on, I think, their first Christmas album. And I think they have a Christmas album for every year they've been out.
Yeah.
So they be coming through. But it's a great song. The mashup of Tori Kelly singing them high notes and just being beauteous before the super rise of Tori Kelly. It's a great song. It's a lot of fun. It's easy to sing along to. So you can get everybody involved. They can just do the do 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 do. Everybody can sing that part.
Well, you know what? I'm really excited because I feel like we're all about to experience some new songs on this playlist.
Yes!
I'm excited.
This playlist is about to be lit, y'all.
Yeah. It's going to be very diverse.
You're going to get all of the levels of Christmas on this one. All right, so our last song, last songs are Christmas love songs. Courtney, number one.
Well,
oh Lord, okay.
My song is Mariah Carey, All I Want for Christmas Is You.
Sorry, on the playlist.
Well, you know what?
Double it.
We're going to double that up. So, I love this song. I mean, it's just a classic. And we were able to witness this classic being made.
That's true.
So this
we know they're before Christmas.
Yes.
And after.
Yes, we witnessed like just a Christmas tradition being born. This did song.
You?
I did. Yes, I did.
I was alive before.
That's all that matters. So, that's my song.
I need to put a pop-up video thing of
you know
all of Princess came out.
Mon, what is your song? And that's about me.
Okay. My song, oh my gosh. My Christmas love song is Boys to Men and Brian McKnight.
Oh my gosh.
Let It Snow. That is the
Christmas. It's only right.
Let It Snow is the black Christmas love anthem.
Yep. Yeah.
If you do not have a boo to snuggle up to, you will find someone, you'll pretend, you'll close your eyes, I don't know. But let me tell you, that song makes me, stop it.
Single chicks on the side said,
I did. I used to be, but it's one of those songs that makes me just wish I was cozied up in a ski lodge, just with my boo, drinking some cocoa, watching it snow, not being in the snow.
Right, because that's what it is.
Wonderful song. It's a very good song to listen to with your boo. Let It Snow.
It is. I've never wanted to trim a tree like so romantically until I heard this song.
It's just it's the feeling of like when you see music videos and they like get a puppy for Christmas and stuff.
Yeah,
like, it's
right.
Just like all the warm and fuzzy.
It really is.
Yeah.
It's so gorgeous. Okay, so my song is Baby It's Cold Outside.
Ooh.
Love that song. I know people are like, some people are weird about it, but I'm like, if two consenting adults sing it, then it's fine. And it's great.
She didn't want to leave.
She didn't want to leave.
She was playing.
She was playing like, oh, you know, maybe one more. Oh, let me snuggle in. Oh, it's so cold.
I have been drinking, so.
You know what? I should. Maybe, you know what? An Uber. You know, it's you know, spikes right now.
Uber.
I didn't want to dip. No, but now you have to be like, I'm not gonna drive, and Uber's gonna be you know spikes
snowing outside. You know what? I heard there was a freeze over. It might be okay to stay.
She wanted to stay, y'all. She wanted to stay. It's fine. I mean, I think it's real cute. It's super cute. And it's a duet, so you know, it's a little play.
Yes. Very much so.
Mm-hmm. Well, that's it.
Yeah. So we want you guys to let us know what your Christmas songs are, and maybe we can put some stuff on the playlist for you guys as well.
Mm-hmm.
Share with us.
We'd love that. Guys, subscribe, like, share, listen to us on the playlist because it's gonna be lit.
Yes.
Catch up on all things Clean Ears at www.cleanearshow.com. Right now we are on a little break, but we still make sure to give you something yummy and delicious for the next couple of weeks until we come back in January.
Yes. So guys, until next time, have a good time.
Bye.
Bye.
Merry Christmas!
Thanksgiving.
Hope you had a happy Thanksgiving and Merry Christmas.
Cut that out.